Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran directs a retreat house in Oregon. His preaching today is entitled, I Have Seen the Lord.
Gospel of John 20:1-2 and 11-18. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I've seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. And so the gospel of the Lord. The combination of friendship and deep religious sensibility are very beautiful qualities to experience, and Mary Magdalene possessed these in a marvelous way. She is a wonderful personality to guide us in our thoughts as we turn again to the challenges of our time. Certainly, the pandemic has raised a whole series of concerns, and its danger has caused us to change many of our patterns of behavior. And in many parts of the nation, changes in the weather have further challenged us with new and unfamiliar choices. As we approach such practical matters, it's good for us to review the behavior of some of the heroic figures of the past as they have coped with challenging situations. There are a few figures in the history of the church who have shown such loving and courageous behavior as St. Mary Magdalene. And she also is a primary witness to the mystery of the resurrection. How might we echo her behavior in the choices and attitudes that we assume now for our time? This has been a difficult time. Caution has been the byword. There are those, quite reasonable, hesitation over visiting relatives who often live at a distance. Our lives have become a bit more isolated and certainly a lot less interesting. A secondary feature, though, not less important, is our inability to approach the sacrament of the Eucharist during this time. A lack of the casual but nonetheless important relationships that are an essential part of the worshiping community. I'd like to use Mary Magdalene as a model and even a patron as I put together some new choices and attitudes that I explore as we return to a more normal pattern of worship. As a child, I was introduced, like so many others, to the sacrament with a great deal of emphasis placed on confession. So if I avoided the big sins, it was okay to proceed to communion. But as I think back, too much emphasis was placed on sin and confession. It's only as we open up our lives to the greater meaning of Eucharist that we can advance to the notion that Holy Communion raises us up to a marvelous connection with the very person of our God and transforms our whole being. Being young and full of mischief can explain most of this, but as time goes on, it becomes so much more important to open to the remarkable sense of union and love for God that the sacrament can provide. For Mary Magdalene, I can appreciate a certain spontaneity and freedom that is a real blessing and calls me to a far more wonderful awareness of what the Eucharist really is all about. I've seen the Lord. Mary rises from the deepest tears of disappointment. to the ecstatic discovery that the Lord she is learning to love is now raised up to the fullness of life. "I've seen the Lord," she exclaims. And we come and can join her with our own exclamations as we discover the full sublime meaning of the Eucharist. "I've encountered the Lord. I've come to know his love. And I'm letting this influence my life and energies on every level." Perhaps we lack the immediate sensory confidence of Mary, but nonetheless, through these times, we're led to discover the deeper meaning of the sacrament and the true value of the dear and loving personalities who surround the altar with us, who are attentive and loving in our journey of life. I think you'll discover that all the parts are there. We just have to allow the full maturing of the dynamics of our friendship in the Spirit, and then the real meaning of the central mystery of our religion as we find a full expression in our experience and lives. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, they say. And the upset of these times could stimulate us to claim our full heritage as followers of Jesus and as fully alive members of our Catholic worshiping community. Mary Magdalene's exclamation is no less astonishing down through the centuries. "I've seen the Lord." We have the opportunity of making that statement our own. "I have opened my life more freely to my dear and beloved friends. I have opened my soul in faith and joy in recognition of God's generous invitation in the Eucharist and how specially necessary it is at this time for us to appropriate Mary Magdalene's phrase, "I have seen the Lord." May God bless you and help you with these choices and prayers during this time of renewal.